Blog Talk Radio.
Right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our program tonight. And we have a couple of special guests on tonight, Tom and Michelle Krupa, the owners of Shelby's Kitchen out here in Bellport, Long Island. And that's one of our sponsors now, Shelby's Kitchen.
Yep.
And we are happy and proud to have them aboard. The number over there is 631-286-0444. So check them out, Bellport, Country Road. Well, I think it's 124 Country Road.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be corrected because the owner will be on the show in a little bit, if I'm wrong.
Right.
But there's the phone number, 631-286-0444, Shelby's Kitchen. And, of course, we're going to be talking about Milton, the guide dog who was killed at the Guide Dog Foundation back in July. And, you know, one of the most horrendous things about that was that they tried to cover it up. They tried to say it was an accident.
That's
and
no accident.
Upon investigation, it was found that it wasn't an accident.
Right.
So right there, you know, it shows you how underhanded that school can be.
Mm-hmm.
The way they operate, the way they try to lie about the whole thing, which is very disturbing because people trust the school with their lives.
That's right.
And
you have to wait forever for a dog, and after waiting forever for a dog, you give in a dog that is not quite the best, and then they say, you know, oh, you the one who can't train the dog properly, not us. Meanwhile, you never trained the dog to begin with. I find that to
be a
little...
Well, they blame people. They blame the blind person
a
lot.
Yep.
If something
oh, yeah.
goes wrong, you know.
Yep.
Oh, you're not doing this right, you're not doing that right, you know. See, the way to solve that is simple.
Mm.
Help the blind person who wants to train the dog on their own.
That's right. It is
and,
a simple
And then
thing.
you have a lot less of a problem that way. But the schools, and they all operate the same way, are not that flexible.
No, they're not.
They don't do that.
Nope.
You know, so they want their cake and eat it too, so to speak.
Yeah, right.
And as we're going to talk about more, there's no regulation, no law, no licensing of any of these schools, which leads to disaster.
As we saw. Yeah,
and we inner sight warned the politicians on the state level and on the federal level. And
that's
they wouldn't
right.
listen to us.
That's true.
And now a great tragedy has taken place because the schools are not regulated and licensed. Nobody watches over them. So... by the way, the number here, if you want to call in and have any questions for our guest who will be coming on, 213-816-1650. And we're brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue, 609-388-7004, out in Tom's River, New Jersey. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady out there. And we thank them for all their help. Big East Akita Rescue. Their email, Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. If you want to email them. The great, great Akita.
Mm-hmm.
I've been training Akita guide dogs for over 30 years.
That's right.
So.
You've had how many different
they
guide
make
dogs?
Great dogs. What?
Oh, yeah. How many different dogs did you have?
Many different dogs?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, at least half a dozen or more.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Shepherds, a cheetah.
Yeah.
Had a Rottweiler guide dog.
Really, you did? Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's a
good
bruiser.
Dog.
Yeah. Sometimes they look so...
Dog.
Oh, yeah. The best part I learned was how to teach a dog how to heal, right? That's hard. I feel it's hard, at least. Because they got to recognize that, you know, it's something that's urgent. You want them to heal and stop their movement. That's hard, a hard thing to teach, I feel, anyway.
Well, heal is a very tough command for a guide dog because they you want them to pull out.
Yeah, that's true. The opposite. Yeah.
It's not the easiest command. Check the line. See if our guests are trying to get in.
Let me see.
On inner sight.
Tonight. Okay, here it is.
And in the meantime, we're...
No, not yet.
We're brought to you by Third Eye Insight. You want to have some fun and stay in shape, call the Third Eye Insight, 631-445-3464. Devin Fernandez is the instructor. Third Eye Insight, all right? I want to thank our friends at Suffolk Bus Corp.
Yeah.
I want to thank my friends... Audra and David Ross, attorneys. Their number is 212-425-1020. 425-1020. Attorneys in New York City. Audra and David Ross. And remember Dave's mom, who passed away a couple of years ago, and who wasn't treated well in the hospital where she was. She was blind, and David told me he had a lot of problems with the way they treated her. So again, David Ross, my buddy, for many years, 212-425 1020.
Yeah.
Ross and Ross.
Which goes to show you, even attorneys, two attorneys, prominent attorneys, have issues with, you know, these nursing homes too, you know?
Well, yeah. It affects everybody.
It does.
You need stronger laws.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. All right, inner sight. Around the world are waiting for the arrival of our call-in, our guest, Michelle and Tom. And I recently found out that there's a Facebook for Milton.
Oh, that's great.
You know, where you can check that out. I couldn't get the name of it now. My guide dog, a guide dog Milton at Shelby's Kitchen.
A guide dog Milton at Shelby's Kitchen.com?
Okay. Yeah, we'll have to. I may not have it exactly right, but we'll.
But you're paraphrasing a little. It's okay.
Get it from.
Yeah, we could get it from.
Guest.
Exactly.
But that's the gist of it.
Yeah.
All right. And I want to thank my good friend Ira Tucker, who is working to put together a package for a day for Milton.
That's right.
To honor Milton and to let the disabled community together and to let people know what a guide dog means to somebody.
Yeah.
So we're working on that, and I'm sure
it's
that you'll be hearing a lot more about it. What?
It's not only a guide dog. It's also a dog that is there to make sure you're safe and well cared for as well. So it does a lot of functions, that dog, and to take it away from somebody is really horrible, you know?
Yeah. Especially the way it happened with
exactly
Michelle.
I mean, who's the brilliant idiot, excuse me, but I must say this, who thought of that? I try to spot... I'm sorry?
It's a school policy. That you have to give the dog back if they feel it needs
more training.
Training or whatever, you know.
Right.
You have to give it back to them so they can do it.
Because they own it. Because they own it, I believe, right?
I think they do in some cases, yeah.
In some cases,
I don't know what the latest contractual agreement is.
You know, I'd like
but
to
I do know that,
that
it's one-sided because there's no law,
oh, yeah.
There's no regulations.
That's right. There's no law to say, you know, hey, after a while this dog can become yours. There's nothing even that says that, and that should be primary.
Not only that, the person who has the dog and the dog is guiding him and helping him, and the school comes along and says, you know, this is the way we do it. We got to take the dog and retrain it, you know. And the person has no recourse, no rights.
Mm.
You know, if they refuse, the school could try to, you know, take the dog away, or they could never service them again.
Yeah, that's even worse. Me, I never serviced from the beginning, so it didn't bother me.
They got you in a trap.
Yeah, they do.
Without any appeal.
It should be a third party. It should be, yes. It should be where there's an appeal that's done on the outside of the situation, like an outside company assesses it, not either the school or the person who's receiving the dog. You know,
I remember my good friend Jose Delgado, who...
Mm-hmm.
Met with this Guide Dog Foundation some time back,
mm-hmm.
and expressed, you know, that they're very unfair to their
mm-hmm.
clients because they don't
right.
have an impartial appeal system. Their
That's
idea
right.
of an appeal is
to
appeal to the people who deny them, who denied the person the dog. Or took the dog away, or whatever it may be.
That's the stupidest appeal
that
I've ever heard. No,
that's not a fair appeal.
No, it ain't.
You know,
they take advantage of people with
should be
blindness.
Impartial.
It should be, yes.
Should be
anyway,
impartial
we have our
appeal.
We have our guest.
All right, in a sight. And we're going to welcome Tom and Michelle Cooper
mm-hmm.
to our program with open arms, and we're proud and happy to have you. Hello.
Okay, hang on. Here they come. Hello.
Frank. Hi, how you doing?
Hi, how
Hi,
are you?
Hi, is that Tom?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
How are you?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
How you
Hi.
Feeling?
I feel so bad, honestly. That
how am I feeling? I'm feeling exhausted.
Oh,
no.
I'm sorry.
Absolutely yeah. exhausted. You know, I'm running, you know, 16 million places a day, and it's just, you know, how it goes. It's,
yeah.
you know.
You got to try to get better rest, you know.
Yeah, that's what they keep telling me.
How is Michelle with you?
No, she's not. She couldn't make it. She had a bad day today at school, so she... She decided to, that it would be better that you know to stay out. So, listen.
Yeah.
After everything that's transpired, I'm just you know I can't push her. So
no, please no.
She's upset. Yeah.
She's and she's
anyway.
Very rightly so.
Yeah.
Very rightly.
It was what last July.
July 22nd.
July 22nd. Right. And you know when you and Michelle woke up in the morning, you never dreamed of the horror that was going to happen.
No, we did not.
Nobody does.
And the funny part is that we woke up in a very good mood. It was my daughter's 16th birthday. And it was supposed to be a good day and whatnot. And as you know, I was on my way home, and when I got the call from Michelle, and of course, you know, she told us what transpired, and I was like, listen, this has got to be a prank. There's no way that Milton of 3 years of age could be dead, you know. And you know, she said, no, they killed him. I'm like, okay, slow down. I'll be home in 5 minutes, you know, and we'll find out. It's a travesty. It is an out and out travesty.
Now, where was she when this woman came and told her they had to take the dog back?
Where was she? She was in the process of going over to Helen Keller. I don't know if your listeners, know the whole story.
Yeah.
She has been accepted to the Helen Keller National Center, which is out in Sands Point, and
right.
They were going to be teaching her and she's been, you know, being taught all the life skills that she'd never had before. They're teaching her Braille. They're teaching how to use the Braille typewriter. They're teaching her how to do 100 different things. Prior to that, though, we had, you know, gotten a call from the Guide Dog Foundation, and I don't want to bring the woman's name up because it makes me sick. We were basically told that he needed to go in for retraining and that we'd be getting used to a classroom setting while Michelle was getting in, because the last thing they wanted to do was have the dog get anxious and whatnot. And, of course, you know, anxious dog, anxious owner. So, you know, we agreed, and, you know, we took him to the Guide Dog Foundation. They had him from around July, don't quote me on the dates, it was about the 6th to the 22nd when we got the phone call that Milton was placed in one of their vehicles, and he subsequently died of heat stroke.
So they came and got him at home?
We dropped him off.
Oh, you dropped them off?
Yeah, we dropped them off.
Earlier in the month?
We dropped them off earlier in the month. Yeah, they thought that, you know, a couple of weeks, you know, of his retraining and whatnot would be good for not only Michelle, but would be good for Milton. You know, he would get retrained on how to be in a classroom setting, how to handle being around people, you know. Because mostly, you know, when Milton was home, you know, it was just Michelle and Milton. And Michelle had the ability to go out. She had the ability to, you know, go for walks. She had the ability to go to stores because, you know, Milton was there by her side at all times.
Yeah. So
anyway. Go ahead.
Excuse me. She didn't want to give Milton back to the school.
No,
right?
She didn't want to give him back. Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. And even she said, does this sound right to you? And I said, you know, I've never owned a guide dog. I couldn't tell you. I don't know. You know, but you have to take their expertise into play, and you know, you hope that they're doing the right things. You know, I mean, that's where he came from.
Let me understand. He was at the school a few weeks before this happened.
Correct.
Wow.
Correct. And
which gave them time.
Yep.
To plan whatever horrible crap they did.
Right. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it is what it is.
Here's what I keep saying. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. Go ahead.
Here's what I keep saying to myself is why. I mean, I know why. Yeah, there's no real why, if you know what I'm saying.
Sure.
I'm visually impaired and hearing impaired, and I was going to go to that school to get... I'm not going anymore. Let them know that out loud. I'm not going anymore after what happened with her. Yeah.
You know, and the long story short was that, you know, she went there. She was doing all the good things that she was supposed to be doing at Helen Keller. And she had come home, you know, she had come home for the weekend because she was on the phone with the trainer. And the trainer told her, oh, he's doing real well. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And, you know, at the end of the day, it is what it is. So to get a phone call at 3:30 in the afternoon saying to us, well, we're sorry, but Milton passed away, You know, we wanted answers. We wanted to hear what was going on. And, you know, to this day, we still don't know the whole story because there are so many stories that are being passed around. It's astounding. It really is astounding. There's no other word for it. We knew that something was up, though, when I had brought her back to school after everything transpired. And we walked in the door and we were met, and I don't want to drop any names, but we met with somebody from the Helen Keller School, and she said, "I'm surprised you're back so soon." And we looked at her and we said, "Well, what do you mean?" And she says, "Well, I've been in contact with," and again, no names, "and everything they told you was nonsense. That's not what happened."
Did that person tell you the truth?
Yeah, she told us the truth, yes.
Oh.
Wow.
We were originally told that there was no video, that there was no malice behind it, that there was no, you know, no intentions, no this, no that, so on and so forth. At the end of the day, the video showed conclusion that the trainer put Milton into the van, locked the van up, and went home.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yep.
So there was a video.
Yep, yeah. there is a video. Of course, since that time, you know, we're still being told that there is no video.
So you never saw the video.
We've never seen the video. We haven't heard from anybody. We have literally heard from nobody since September. Nobody.
Has the district attorney subpoenaed the video?
I have no idea what they've done at this point. We've reached out to the district attorney on numerous occasions. Nobody returns our phone calls. Michelle did get a call recently from the district attorney, who's charging the case, and the only thing that they would tell us is there's an ongoing investigation, and there is more to it.
Is Mendez still the guy in charge?
Yes.
I have his number here. Well, let me just give this the public service.
Sure.
Anybody would like to call Spencer Mendez, and please do. 631-853-4104. 853-4104, and voice your outrage over the death of Milton and insist, demand.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, that more arrests be made. And go ahead, Tom.
Right. And all we're being basically told is there's more to it. It's an ongoing investigation, so of course they can't comment. And you know what? And listen, I'm all about justice. Okay, sure.
Yeah.
But from what I gather, okay, and again, no names. She's already started her community service. She's being given community service. She was only charged with misdemeanors, and after six months, it goes away.
Oh
yeah,
my.
Right.
So
at least they're acknowledging that there's an ongoing investigation, and that means contemplating more people involved and more arrests.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I find it very, very difficult to believe at this juncture. I mean, it's already December. Today's December 1. Okay.
Yeah.
We just, not that we celebrated, but that we just passed Milton's 4 month, you know, passing.
Yeah.
And every day it's an issue. I mean, Michelle is not the same. She's beside herself. She cries at the drop of a hat. You know, she misses her dog. She needs to have Milton. It's just that simple. The thing that annoys me.
I'm sorry,
Frank. Let me just finish. The thing that annoys me is this. Okay, they were gracious enough to give us Milton. And they took Milton away just as quick. There was no reason for this. There was no double check system. There's no system in place as to this never happening again. We were told that they were going to, you know, try and get, you know, some procedures changed and this and this and this. At this juncture, they won't even comment to us whether or not the individual has been let go or if she's still working there or not.
Yeah.
Probably she's still working there. That's my
I would not be surprised.
Right.
Yeah, neither would I. I want to make a parallel. Some years ago, a guy who worked on the Long Island Railroad,
right,
the clerk was
right,
assaulted, and
mm-hmm,
and this criminal guy assaulted him by throwing acid in his eyes.
Oh, wow.
And destroying his eyes and blinding him, you know.
Wow.
Now, when you go to a guide dog school, they teach
mm-hmm
you that dog is your eyes. Now, why
yep
isn't there an
That's
equal
right
law?
That's right.
I don't know.
See? They destroyed someone's eyes, the same as that
yep
guy did with that acid.
That's right.
Yep. You're
That's
right.
How
you know what?
It.
And you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
And there's no law.
Nope.
I'm not
what?
For violence, nor am I for, I'm for justice. And
right,
they should be looking as feverishly for the persons that are involved and replace them. But this
yep
is not
exactly
even, yeah, and that's not even done. I don't
nope
see it done. You know, it should be done.
Now,
right,
what is your attorney done, Tommy?
Well, I know the draft has been made. I don't know any of the particulars because they're still
mm-hmm
trying to work some things out. I know that as far as communication mm-hmm goes, our attorney, you know, he doesn't want to upset us, and I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly is going on right now? I don't know. I don't know if they've actually, you know, filed suit yet, or if the suit is. I mean, I definitely know that a suit is being filed,
right,
but that's all I know.
So you're going to sue them?
Oh yeah,
for sure. Right?
There's no
right
doubt.
Now what
there's
about?
No
I'm not a lawyer, but what about a grand jury investigation?
Again, that's out of my realm. I'm not really sure what's transpiring with that.
Yeah, yeah. But
you know, like I said, the communication factor that we have right now is almost non-existent. I mean, all we know is what our attorney tells us, and you know, and he's trying to, you know, do the right things and get, you know, the first and foremost, Michelle needs to have a dog. You know,
right.
I,
yeah.
You know, and as much as, you know, everybody's like, oh, sue, you know, it's not even about suing. It's Michelle's quality of life. That's what I care about.
That's right.
You know,
yes,
and right
exactly
now she has none.
I've offered my services.
Yep,
you know,
I know.
I'd be very happy to. She spoke very. Michelle spoke very highly about the Akita.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, she knows about their loyalty. And Helen Keller owned 2 Akitas, by the way.
Wow.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
And I want yep to. We made a time to meet. I would like her to meet my dog. And
absolutely.
Oh yeah, she's a sweetheart.
I would be honored to help her train a dog. She can do some of the training herself.
Yeah.
Right.
You know. And the beauty of it is, she can keep the dog with her.
Yeah,
I can get the dog evaluated and
mm-hmm
inoculated, and I may even be able to get obedience training put in before
right
we give her the dog.
Well, that's
right
great.
You know, so that this is what I would love to do for her, and
right,
you know, if we raise any money doing this,
right,
part of the
sure
money should go to, it would be split between her and me if I'm doing,
sure,
we're both doing the training. That's how
sure
Inside operates.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
When I'm ready, I can't wait till Frank helps me train a dog, because I've had dogs since the age of 2 years old. So,
right.
I mean, just the nature of a dog, you know, especially if you've got a real good bond there,
right,
there's no,
yeah,
nothing like it in my eyes. And I don't understand, even a trainer who knows better, I mean, they don't put a child in a car. They don't
no
put, you know, but they put a dog in a car. That's
right
ridiculous.
I
really
agree.
Tom, do you have any theory why this woman did this? Of your own, I mean?
Do I have a theory? I'm hoping and I'm praying, especially for her, that it was what it was, that it was just an accident.
Mm-hmm.
I can't understand how somebody who have 26 years could have done this. Is it a possibility? Listen, we all make mistakes. We all have things going on in our lives, and I get that. What I don't understand is, and even to this day, you have a dog, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're a guide dog trainer. You take a dog out, you put him in the van, whatever else. Okay, maybe you get sidetracked, maybe something happened, you had to leave, or whatever the case may be. You're telling me, as a guide dog foundation that trains dogs, that you don't come in the morning, check the dog, this, you know, in the morning, and then in the afternoon, then later in the afternoon to make sure that everybody's accounted for? I don't know.
Right.
It just sounds fishy.
Where was the supervision?
Exactly.
You know. I believe.
I agree with you. Yeah.
I believe, and a lot of people agree with me, because there's some money involved here, that they were going to get money for Milton, and the whole thing went sour.
It's a possibility.
Yeah.
That's my theory. You know, knowing how undermined, underhanded the Guide Dog Foundations are.
Do I hope and pray that that's not the case? Of course.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know. I honestly don't know. But like I said, at this point, and not to sound callous, but, yeah, it's a tragedy for Milton. It's more of a tragedy for Michelle.
Yeah.
Because they took something from her that she will never, ever get back. Ever.
That's true. You know.
We're working to bring about a day.
Right.
Milton.
You know,
my good friend Ira Tucker, who is putting together the package for Milton, and we've contacted other municipalities and other towns, and he even made an introduction with Dunkin' Donuts, who they're very into dogs, you know. So we wanna create a day for Milton in many different cities.
Right.
That's great.
That is awesome.
Yeah, isn't
and
it?
Never let people forget. And
exactly.
That will lead to regulations and a law. You know, you guys can tell the story.
Right.
Definitely.
You know. So that's what Inner Sight is working on. And
I truly agree with you that the
focus should be Michelle
I mean, don't misunderstand me. We love that dog with all of our hearts, and me, who was even a little bit apprehensive about having her with the dog and whatnot, you know, was I apprehensive at first? Sure, because we didn't know how. You know, let's face it, and you guys know this firsthand. You don't see well. You don't hear. You know, especially in Michelle's case. You know, how is she going to control this animal, you know, and from taking off or doing, you know, granted, yes, they're very much trained. Absolutely.
Right.
But the way that this dog, and he was astounding, he really was, because I've never seen a dog, and Michelle used to call him the goofball, because he was a goofball, right?
Yeah.
But the moment he had that harness on, he knew what his job was, and he protected her.
Definitely.
Yeah. Oh, that's the spirit of a guide dog.
That is
it.
The spirit, yeah.
And my dog's the same way, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
We had a trip
on his dog. I'm sorry. Continue.
That's okay. We had a situation. It was in the beginning of the summer. It was back in June. And I had just come back from the store, and Michelle was out front of the store where she owns. And I come pulling up, and there's this gentleman sitting next to her, and I'm standing at the traffic light, and I'm watching, and he was inching his way over towards Michelle and inching his way over. And I walked up, and I said, "Oh, what's going on over here?" And the guy goes, "Well, what's it to you?" I'm like, "Well, first of all, it's my wife and my wife's dog." I said, "Secondly, how can I help you?" He's like, "Oh, we were just talking." And I said, "Oh, well, you know, okay." I said, "You're a little close to my wife. If you wouldn't mind, I'd appreciate you backing off."
Move over, yeah.
So his response was, yeah, no problem. And then I find out he had just got out of prison for rape.
No.
Oh, God.
So I was like, "Yeah, you need to step off. Bye-bye now." And, but the funny part, though, was Milton actually put himself between her and
the
guy.
Oh, my God, that's great.
Yeah, well, of course.
Milton,
right. That's a protective position.
Yeah.
You know.
So,
hey, Tom, do me a favor. Give us a commercial for Shelby's Kitchen.
Okay, sure. No problem. You want it right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Shelby's Kitchen's located at 124 South Country Road. We're on the corner of Station Road and South Country. We are a relatively new store. We've been in business for over a year now. And very dog-friendly, very blind dog-friendly. We have a lot of dogs that come in and out of here all day long. Our cuisine is exquisite. We've scored 5 out of 5 on almost every survey. People love our food. They love us. And what do you call it? We're a big part of the community here. And when this happened, I can't get over the closeness of everyone here. They all really surrounded Michelle. They really did.
That's
awesome. And I'm very thankful for that.
That's great.
Give them a phone number.
631-286-0444. And, of course, we deliver.
Right.
We're open from 6 in the morning to 3 o'clock in the afternoon every day. And you can ask for me. I'm there every day. Or you can ask for Michelle. Michelle's there on weekends. And, so come down and see us. We'd be more than happy to sit with you and talk. Michelle loves to, you know, hear stories about dogs and whatever. And, she's really into it. So.
Wow.
All right. Thank you so much. Hey, you're
thank
better
you
than
so
me.
Much.
No
problem.
I've had a little bit of practice.
There you go.
Yeah.
A little bit of practice, so.
Yeah.
So, you know, we go forward. We do everything we can to let people know about Milton.
Absolutely.
We're not going to stop talking about it. We're not going to stop honoring him.
No.
Nope. Not now. Not ever.
That's true.
He may be gone, but he's still very much in all our hearts.
Well, yeah. I have a saying. I'd like to put it up on the Facebook with a picture of me and my dog. My dog Charabel, her heart beats for Milton.
Right.
Aww.
That's awesome.
I'd like to put that up there with a picture of us.
Absolutely.
You know, tell us about the Facebook.
We are on Facebook. It's called Milton the Guide Dog at Shelby's Kitchen .com.
Right.
And what do you call it? If you want to see any of the interviews of CBS did a great job. Fox News did a great job. Channel 12 was exquisite. They did really, really great things. All the major networks picked up the story, and they really
That's
did a
great
job. I'm very thankful for that.
That is thankful. Yeah.
Who did the story on Fox?
I'd be lying if I could tell you her name. I know for what do you call it? We had two different people. Let's see. From Channel 2, it was Carolyn Gussoff. From Channel 4, not Channel 4, but Channel 5. I have everybody's cards at home. I'm sorry, guys.
No, it's okay.
Yeah. But they all, definitely my hat's off to everybody. I mean, they just phenomenal.
You know, I was talking with Ira the other day, and I have an old friend who is one of the greatest investigative reporters of all time, you know, Geraldo Rivera.
I was
talking
to him.
Geraldo and I go way back. As a matter of fact, I'm the guy who introduced him to Stevie Wonder, you know.
Really? Okay.
And at some point, it might be appropriate to get Geraldo to investigate this whole thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Listen, anybody with any type of political connections, I got to be honest, I've reached out to Lee Zeldin's office. They've been phenomenal. Frank is, what do you call it, reached out to a couple people. Forgive me, Frank, I don't remember all their names. You're right, Senator Wake, fantastic.
Really?
Yeah, And then we had a couple of the community supervisors. Last name is LaQuercio. Awesome man. He came in and if there's anything we can do, let us know. It's just been a great, great outcry, and everybody's been really good to us. I can't be thankful enough.
Wow.
Well, Senator has told me that she wants to introduce legislation in January. I'm ready to do it.
I'm ready to do it. Not only am I ready to do it, if they want us to speak, I'm sure Michelle would love to speak. If not, I would definitely do it.
Yes.
Of course.
So.
Definitely.
So we're on it.
Yep.
You know, and we're going to stay on it. And, you know, it's the spirit of Milton that is guiding this thing now.
Yep, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
It really
exactly.
is.
We have a dog, and I don't know if I should mention her name by name, but her name is Pepper, and she is the female dog of Milton. We used to call them boyfriend and girlfriend, and they were identical in every way. And it's funny because she comes here and she looks for him every single day.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
And it's
That's
really
the
sad.
Saddest part,
really is. Yeah. You know, and I always say to her, I said, you know, Milton wants you to have a piece of bacon today. Today you're having bacon. You know, and her owner, who's a lovely woman, she's like, you treat her like she, you know, she's your own. I said, I do, because that's, you know, that's what we do.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, everybody comes here. They're not customers. They're family.
Well, that's
so
great.
Yep.
I wish I lived close to you guys. I'm on the border of Nassau and Suffolk, but one day you'll see me there.
Absolutely. We welcome you anytime. Anytime.
I'll eat pancakes. Just give me pancakes and I'm satisfied.
Then we're good. No problem at all. My chef is absolutely, she's awesome. Absolutely awesome. So.
Tom, anything else you want to add before
no,
we go? I'll give that one. We.
Absolutely. You can give it out. Sure. Okay. Well, guys, I appreciate you again. You know, without you guys, you guys are the train that keeps us going, and I really appreciate you guys, you know, doing the blog and getting the voice out there. I really do.
Well,
no, of course.
You and Michelle keep us going.
Yes.
We try.
So
all right.
Well, you all have
a wonderful evening. All right.
You too.
Don't take this the wrong way.
Get some rest, Tommy.
Yeah, 4:30 comes early. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll see you soon. I'm going to be out there a week from Saturday, I think.
Sounds good.
Have a good one, okay?
All right, guys. Thank you so much. And if
you
I don't talk
care.
To you, I'm sure I'll talk to you. But have a, you know, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, everybody.
We will. We'll be thinking
thank
of Michelle
you.
And you. Trust me.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay, take care.
All right. In a
take
sight.
Care,
and Tom Krupa and the story of Milton, or you want to help, call the district attorney.
Yeah.
His name is Mendez, Spencer Mendez. He says there's going to be more arrest,
okay.
more the ongoing investigation. Well, let him know.
Yeah.
That you're all for that.
That's right.
And get the right people and make them pay for the death of Milton. Here's the number, 631-853-4104. 853-4104, Spencer Mendez. And we were supposed to send out a tweet, but I think I forgot all about it.
Yeah. Let me try and do that, okay? I'll
we sent
it.
One out earlier.
Yes, we did. We're trying
we get
to
any
also...
response on our tweet? Can you look it up?
Two people.
Oh. All right. Is that the latest?
Yeah. I'm looking at it now.
Oh, you're looking at it now. All right. We were going to send out one
we could send
during
it out.
The show, and I completely forgot about it.
It's 15 minutes
send...
off. Don't worry. We're going to
send
it
out now?
The show's over. Yep.
All right.
Yep. Yeah.
Let's send it out. Send out that
yep.
tweet. And... you know, I already alerted the Akita Rescue that we might
need more.
Be training an Akita guide dog
right.
for Michelle. In a text, my friend of mine sent her a text.
Oh, okay.
so I did mention it to them. And I'm hoping that when Michelle meets Charbel, that, you know, she's going to want an Akita.
Yeah, definitely.
Or whatever she wants, that's what we go with.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the way it should be.
All right, in the site, 213-816-1650. We got a few minutes left, and I don't know if anybody was on the line when Tom was on, but...
There wasn't, no.
All right. So don't forget, tomorrow night's the funnies. And tomorrow night, there's a birthday girl around, but she won't be here.
That's me.
You don't want to be on the funnies?
No, they're going to come and
for
give me
birthday?
Cake. How am I going to do that?
Well, I'll give you the special honeymooner birthday, and then you can go off the air. You don't have to be on for the whole show.
No,
I mean, I'll do
I
it anyway. But you know.
No, I'll come on just for a little bit in the
come
middle
on
of the show.
In the beginning.
Yeah.
I'll give you the birthday, happy birthday to me, Ralph, you know.
That sounds good.
And then you can disappear.
Have cake. Oh, okay.
I mean, if you want to, you know. I'd just like
yeah,
to
no,
let,
I know. It depends
I'd just
on
like
when
to recognize
do.
Your birthday on the air.
Oh, thank you.
For whatever it's worth.
Yeah. Oh, it's worth luck. I think it's worth luck, and it's going to give everybody luck, not just a little bit. We're going to get Michelle back in the grand scheme of things with her new Akita guide dog. There you go.
Yeah, I can see it happening.
Yeah, so can I.
You know?
In fact, it's more like in your face. That's how I feel about it.
So, we are... dedicated to do it and, you know, determined. And like I said, you know, it would be, we would train the dog together.
Yeah. You know?
And if I can get an obedience trained dog, that would be even better.
It'd be faster.
So we'll see what happens. And I spoke to another woman who, has been training dogs for many, many years, and she would like to help.
Oh, good.
So, hey, you never know.
No, you don't.
You know, Inner Sight has been known to perform miracles. More
oh,
than
I know
one.
That. I know that.
All right. So I want to thank all of our listeners and our friends. Mm-hmm. If you need dog food, cat food, nobody's starved on Long Island, 631-484-3085.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to Gary. Get the food. Medical, when he's able to do it for your animal.
Right.
631-484-3085. It's 847. Thursday night in New York, and we will make sure that Milton memory lives forever.
Oh, yeah.
And that there'll be justice.
Of course.
All right. And that there will be a new law, a powerful law.
That's right.
Because we're not going to rest until it happens.
That's true.
So that's the Inner Sight way, and all we want is fairness.
Yeah.
That's all we want. If a disabled person shouldn't have a dog, and it's proven, and then there's fairness and witnesses,
yeah,
then we're for that.
Right.
But there's got to be fairness. There's got to be a system.
That's
there's
right.
Got to be a licensed person or persons, you know. So they're accountable. They got to be accountable.
That's right.
You know. I mean, finding out tonight, I didn't realize that the dog was at the school
all that time,
for a couple of weeks before this happened.
I don't get that part. Why would you just take away a dog's life if this was planned? We don't even know.
Well,
I just don't get. There is a lot more to it.
There's more to it than is being told.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
And, you know, I believe eventually it's going to come out.
It will, yes. People
it's
can't.
It's
going to
come out, especially if we start doing these days for Milton.
Oh, of course. People will join us. Let me tell you.
It's going to come out.
We have a lot of people who would just be more than welcome to come and talk about the school, and not in a positive way, you know.
I'd like to get that woman on the show that met Michelle and Tom, the woman from Helen Keller. I'd like to have her on the show to talk about this because she knows something.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Mm-hmm.
It's like that old movie, The Verdict.
Oh, yeah.
With Paul Newman.
Yeah.
Where the nurse, he tracked down this nurse, mm-hmm. and she knew about the medicine.
Wow.
And her testimony made the difference, you know.
Of course it does.
So I have a feeling that this woman from Helen Keller
knows
something that she's not revealing.
Oh, yeah. They probably
will
should
all
make
come
it
out,
look like an accident.
Me.
They said, make it look like an accident. That's what I'm thinking. I know I was thinking terrible, but it's an innocent animal. Just give it to somebody who might want a dog. Don't, you know, it's just terrible, absolutely terrible.
It's going to all come out. There's more to it.
Certainly is.
You know, there was some kind of benefit that people were going to get from Milton, and then something went wrong. That's my feeling.
Yeah.
That's my gut feeling.
It's just terrible. That's
all right, in the sight, we're going to be with you tomorrow night. Louis will be here, Louis the Lip.
Yay.
We'll tell you about the drunken dog tomorrow night.
I have a drunken dog story, too.
And we'll have some fun with that, and we'll do some. We got to do for the birthday girl. We got to do Ralph's birthday.
Aww.
Oh, so the party's upstairs, huh?
There you go.
Where the party upstairs? Would I be down here dancing with you?
I love that show.
We're
gonna
do
really
that
do.
Tomorrow night. We'll do the skit. You know.
Skit?
Give me the honeymoon of music, we'll do it, and then you can go and have all the whiskey you want. I mean,
that's the truth, though. Like I'm a drinker. Never been.
All right. I want to thank James Bahamundi. We finally settled this case after 5 years.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you got to give Jim credit, and he's going to come on the show, but you know, he stuck with it. He didn't let them dismiss it. He was tough. You know, I'm calling him. I nicknamed him the Clarence Darrell of the disabled.
There you go.
Because he did one hell of a job on getting us what little settlement there is. I mean, you know, in comparison, but at least it's something, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocate for the disabled. Our Inner Sight number is 631-224-3090. And we thank everybody for listening. Oh, give me a good number. You got a high number. I want
number.
A high number.
I'm going to try. Here we go. Oh, I
got a few minutes. High number.
High number? Okay, I'm going to roll on this one. How come it's not giving it to me? This is terrible. Oh, I hate this.
Oh, keep,
whenever I need something,
keep trying.
I give it to you. Yeah, I am. Oh, damn it.
Usually
well,
able
I
to get it.
Well, I saw it earlier. It was like around, oh, God, I don't even remember now. I'm getting all of
116,000. Let's see, the last number you gave me was 116,039.
Oh, it's higher than that, for sure. I think it was 88
up.
Or 80-something.
80? No.
Yeah, 81 maybe.
Couldn't have jumped that much, really?
No, it did, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that your best recollection, 81?
It is my
116,081?
Yeah, I have to go back in just to make sure. And I was like, oh, we're almost there. Meanwhile, this stupid thing won't let me see that area, and it's so frustrating. I want to check the last number.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I know why.
Yeah,
it's
probably the computer.
Trying to download a software that right now I don't want it to when I want it to do something else. That's why.
All right. We'll try to get a more
we'll get
accurate
tomorrow.
Reading
yeah.
tomorrow. But this is been in a sight. And we do things that nobody else is doing. That's why
that's
people
true.
Should support us.
Yes,
you know?
I agree. They support these guide dog schools, but what they're really doing is supporting them to line their pockets. That's how I feel. I can't help it, you know?
Well, without a law and without regulations,
yeah.
they don't know what's going on.
That's right.
You know?
Terrible.
That's what we say. We're trying to protect the public, too.
Yeah, definitely.
The people who give them money.
That's right.
Should know what's going
they
on.
They deserve protection, you know?
Yeah. So Innersight is
doing it.
I don't
have it, but I can give it tomorrow.
What?
I don't have it, but I could get it for you guys tomorrow.
Oh, have what? Oh, the number, the amount of listens? Oh, we'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah, I can't even go and look for it because it's frozen in that thing. I have to close out of the program and go back in, and it's a pain in the neck.
No, we only got a minute left. All right, Innersight, thank you so much. Don't forget about all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Ollie Campbell, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy. All those who have perished at the hand of evildoers. Go an extra mile for a child. Innersight reminds you. And we'll be with you tomorrow night and have some fun on the frolics. So tune in 8 to 9, every weeknight, 8 to 9, Blog Talk Radio, television, tonight, 9:30, Channel 20. Catch us on the rerun.
Yep.
Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, 11 o'clock. All right. There's the
rundown.
Television schedule.
Yeah.
And thanks to all our friends
who
keep Innersight on the air. We greatly, greatly appreciate it. And remember, if you live long enough, you're going to be disabled.
That's
so
right.
Help us better the system.
Mm.
All right. And thank you for that.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Yes.
All
we
right. Goodbye, world. Innersight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Innersight.
Good night, everyone.